Ireland's abortion ban repeal could have an impact on surrounding nations. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When laws are used to commit atrocities and abuse religious minorities, the church can be a light in the darkness, but it's going to take believers who are willing to speak boldly about the gospel. We're starting in Ireland, which voted overwhelmingly last week to repeal its abortion ban. Now the world is waiting to see how this ruling in Ireland could potentially affect Northern Ireland's abortion ban. Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide explains.
One of the things that's actually been spoken about was the pressure that would be on the British Prime Minister to allow this same type of ruling to happen in Northern Ireland. And so our prayer is that the Prime Minister will have the courage and the conviction not to let that happen.
For the church, this should be a wake-up call.
Those of us who are on the pro-life side in Ireland and around the world, we just got to step up our game. We have to become more convicted about saving of babies and developing pregnancy ministries.
However, Lothamer says we need to remember
the main thing that's going to change anyone's life is the gospel.
Next, David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, appeared before the United Nations yesterday on behalf of Malaysian pastor Raymond Koh, who was abducted and has been missing since February of 2017. Now, recently, Open Doors received further evidence that the government may have been involved in Koh's disappearance.
2 weeks ago, we received notice of a whistleblower within the government who says he knows that the government took them. He was part of the group that did it. So we're appearing before the Malaysian group at the United Nations and appealing to them for answers to Pastor Raymond Koh's kidnapping and for some sense of where he is and what the government's responsibility is.
Christians, especially those who've converted from Islam, are facing a lot of social pressures. Curry says we can be praying for the nation and for Koh's family.
They're looking for their husband. They're looking for their father. We want to lift them up. I think we need to pray for the Malaysian government at this time and for those people in Malaysia who are religious minorities, who are Christians trying to practice their faith peacefully.
At missionnews.org, you'll find links to sign a petition on behalf of Pastor Koh. You're listening to Mission Network News. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-dominant nation, is known for its moderate society. In fact, laws which protect Christians are written into the nation's constitution. But that doesn't mean that Christians are exempt from persecution. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
We've been seeing in recent months an increasingly sinister strain of radical Islam that's growing in pockets of Indonesian society.
FMI's been seeing this abuse through a number of recent arrests of Christians.
The blasphemy laws are strict. They take it seriously. But I'll also say it's more vague than in some of these other countries. And so there's the opportunity for abuse.
Since Indonesia is comprised of thousands of islands, it's hard to keep those pockets of radical Islam under control. Yet in spite of this growing trend, Indonesia's believers are answering the call to leadership and gospel work, and they're asking you to pray. And Keys for Kids devotionals are about to be translated into Arabic, but Greg Yoder says there's one final obstacle to hurdle.
We have the team in place. We have the production elements teams in place. We have the actors who are going to be the voice portions of the Keys for Kids devotional in Arabic. We have everything set up. We just don't have the funds to pay Sat7 to do the work.
Keys for Kids partner Sat7 is working on 4 potential dialect translations, but they're $12,000 short of finishing the funding for the project.
What better time than now to encourage people to get involved in the Keys for Kids Arabic program, because our desire is to reach 1.3 billion kids who need Jesus. And the majority of those are in the 1040 window, which includes the Middle East.
If you want to help Keys for Kids reach over 500 million Muslim kids, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.